Time for a check on sports. And in sports, the Raiders, of course, have named an interim head coach due to the Gruden affair, which is going to drag on in the news, obviously, for a long time. The interim coach is Rich Bisaccia, and he's ready to guide them for the rest of the season. Now, speaking about that, the Raiders' Carl Nassib has been granted a personal day following John Gruden's homophobic comments. We're just going to get a whole bunch of stories like this. And Raiders owner Mark Davis declines to comment on John Gruden. Well, of course he's going to. You know, it's over. It's been done with. The league can do what they want internally. People can figure out. But I read those stories because this is sports. And yes, it was a story the first day it was out. And it really shouldn't be a story now. There's so many other things that are out there. I mean, we still have to recover from last week's NCAA football carnage that happened to a lot of good teams. Alabama, they have to really prove a point as losing to Texas A&M like they did. And I would hate to be the team that they're going to play next. It should be a wild finish for the first time in a long time in the SEC West. And the teams that are pursuing Wake Forest, not Clemson. Clemson is not going to do it this year. And in Oklahoma, team I like to follow, and I also like to follow Clemson and Auburn and Alabama. But Oklahoma, the coach won't name a starting quarterback before their next game. And we got one big game coming up tonight. And there's Thursday night football, and there's game, the final game. Whoever wins this game between the Dodgers and the Giants will be going to the championship series in the National League. We have the championship series set for the American League already. In the NBA, the Nets' Kyrie Irving has no plans to get vaccinated. You're just going to sit there and see what happens. See how the Knicks do this year. They had a good year last year. They made the playoffs. They lost in the first round. Let's see if they can keep that going. In the NHL, the Leafs beat the Canadiens 2-1. The Caps beat the Rangers 5-1 in their opener. There you go. And how about this? How would you like to be the New York Islanders? They're going to be away from home for a long time. Of course, in the 2020 playoff bubble, 2 months in Canada after the pandemic disrupted their season, they now will face a record-setting stretch without a home game. The Islanders will begin the season with 13 straight road games. While construction of their new UBS Arena is completed, it's the second longest road trip in NHL history. Vancouver had a 14 in a row on a road streak during the 2009-10 season. And I'll tell you what, their new arena, the Islanders' new arena, looks fantastic. And they also redid their old home on the island. And that is a really nice looking arena now as well. So that's that. And we covered basketball, we covered hockey, we covered football. I think that's going to wrap it up. I don't know what else we could cover in sports. That is a check on sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.